A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chaf Beis, Avodah Zarah 22a, pagination is 43. We'll start from about seven lines from the top. Hanu Mori Koi, these saffron growers, people who planted the land with a certain product, and the land was sheared between Jews and non-Jews. The Ovei Kochavim Nakit Peshabata, the non-Jews would have it on Shabbos to plant it, to work it. V'Yisrael Bechad Peshabata, and the Jew would have it on Sunday. And that was their ritual, if you will. That was their approach to this partnership. The non-Jew would work it on Shabbos, and the Jew would work it on Sunday. And the concern over here is that we encountered a prohibition in the previous session regarding cases where the non-Jew is doing the shlichus of the Jew. The non-Jew is a messenger of the Jew to work on Shabbos, and that you can't do. If you would sell the business, give over the business somehow to the non-Jew, the non-Jew would be working for himself, even if that generates profit to the Jew. That's not our problem, because the non-Jew is working adaita denafshe for his own benefit. That's the case of Arisus, a sharecropper. Even though the non-Jew, when he works on Shabbos, is generating part of the shears for the benefit of the Jew, that doesn't bother us. He's doing it adaita denafshe for himself. But if there was an overall partnership in which Jew and non-Jew were supposed to work every day, and then the Jew says, listen, you do my share on Shabbos, and I'll do your share on Sunday, that's where our problem is, because the non-Jew is working on behalf of the Jew. In the words of Rashi, really capturing the topic, the non-Jew is accepting the half of that day, that's the Jew's responsibility, and let's say afternoon shift, the non-Jew is doing on behalf of the Jew. That's where our problem is. Work is being done on Shabbos for the Jew. In any case, this was their deal. Asulikame de Rava, they came in front of Rava, Sharaluhu, and he said, now that you're dividing the profits, there's really no problem, and you could just divide, and there are no concerns. Esve Ravina le Rava, Ravina asked Rava, there is a concern. This is a big problem. Yisrael ve'ovei kechavim shekiblu sada b'shutfis, when you have two people, Jew and non-Jew, that accept a field in partnership, lo yomar Yisrael ve'ovei kechavim, the Jew may not tell the non-Jew, tol chelkecha b'shabbos v'ani b'chol, let's take the profits based on you taking the profit of Shabbos and I'll take the profit of weekday, but the work and the work of Shabbos and the work of the weekday should all be justified because we traded. That's lo yomar, that's something you're not allowed to do. Why not? Because he was working on Shabbos on behalf of your working on the weekday. That was a trade-off. He was working for you. Vim hisnu mitchila, if you stipulated initially that he gets Shabbos responsibility and you get Sunday responsibility, muta, that would all be fine. You can make any partnership you want. You could have one person working 6 hours a week and other people working the whole week. You could make whatever deal you want. But once the deal was mutal al shanehem, resting on both of them, that's where our problem is. And if they did not make any calculations, and now they just want to divide, osir, not allowed to do that, because the Jew in such a case would have to relinquish his Shabbos things, because if he takes it, it means the non-Jew was working for him. Ichsif, Rava was embarrassed because he obviously overlooked this brisa and did not properly answer the question. These saffron growers would not be allowed to divide it evenly, which was their question. L'sofiglai milsa dehisnu me'ikara hayu. At the end, it turned out that they had indeed made this stipulation initially, and Rava, it turns out, was correct in saying that they could share the profits evenly, and that's because they never had Shabbos responsibility. So they, when they presented the question, didn't think that was relevant information, I guess, or something like that. Rava ended up giving them the right answer, but it took a little bit of a journey to realize that he was accurate in his response. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Mem Hei, Sif Aleph, we have this discussion about how to do a division so that it should be acceptable. The Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim Shekoza Lomairi, this entire concern was referring Yala B'shut V'shekol Echad Osek B'yomo, that each of them is splitting in such a way that he gets his day. So they both have responsibility for all the days, and now they're splitting. You take a day, I take a day. We're worried that the non-Jew is working for you. But if both of them are even partners, and they both put in as many hours as they can running the business and hiring workers and doing whatever they have to do, they're both equally responsible during the weekdays. And then on Shabbos, the non-Jew realizes the Jew's not coming into work, but he would like the partnership to thrive. So he's going to come in and keep it open because he's a partner. He's an equal partner. He's entitled to run the business as he sees fit. The Jew says, it's not something I can do. You want to do, you can do whatever you want. You want to earn money, it's yours. I can't stop you from going into your business. He would be allowed to divide equally in the profits if the non-Jew wants to do that. The non-Jew is going in on Shabbos because he feels it's good for the business. He wants to do that. And therefore, as the Mishnah Berurah says, he's like an oris, he's like a sharecropper who goes into the field, works because he wants to. I never asked him to work it. I'm willing to go without Shabbos work. But he wants to do it because he feels that the percentage that he will earn as a result is worth it to him, even though the Jew is also getting a profit. That's memela. That's by the way, that's a result. But that's not the real action, is adaita denafshe, because he feels it's worth it for him. The fact that he's working on Shabbos, that doesn't cause me benefit. I was never obligated to work on Shabbos. The only factor here is that it's generating money. A Jew's money is allowed to generate money on Shabbos. There's no such restriction. He should only take it swallowed up into the dividends of the entire week, together with the other days, so that he's not getting specifically a payment of Schar Shabbos, what was earned on Shabbos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.